Smoking is estimated to cost Wisconsin $2 billion annually in medical care and lost productivity. A new proposal by Representative Spencer Black would make insurers cover federally approved anti-smoking therapies. Phil Doherty represents a trade group for 17 private insurers in the state called the Wisconsin Association of Health Plans. He says legislators have to be mindful that there's a cost to everything they add to an insurance policy.
They have to balance access with affordability. In the last year, Wisconsin legislators have added several mandated benefits to the insurance policies, and it's primarily insurance policies that impact small businesses the most.
Whether or not Wisconsin passes the bill, smoking cessation coverage is one of the preventive measures in national health reform. Erica Sword is with the American Lung Association. She says right now they know there won't be a copay. The treatment itself, however, needs to be decided. Counseling levels and the specific medications are one of the things that still needs to be determined as the law is implemented.
The American Lung Association will be urging the federal government to require that all 7 FDA-approved medications are included in this, because we know that there's no one-size-fits-all for how smokers quit.
Swartz says health reform will require coverage of anti-smoking therapies for new insurance customers, not those on a plan before reform became law. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.